The world of jazz and the city of Seattle have suffered an enormous loss. The renowned jazz vocalist Ernestine Anderson, whose career spanned six decades, has died at the age of 87. Anderson attended Garfield High School and came up in Seattle's jazz scene in the mid-1940s. She found success quickly here and in Los Angeles, and then at Carnegie Hall, the Kennedy Center, so many other places. She was nominated for a Grammy four times. Jim Wilkie is the host of Jazz Northwest on KPLU every Sunday. He first started listening to her in college, and we spoke with him just a few moments ago.
She was a regular at the Old Bellevue Jazz Festival, and I was artistic director of that for quite a few years. And the question when people arrived was always, what time is Ernestine on? Because that, as far as most people was concerned, that was the principal time. To be at the festival, and that was always when the biggest crowd was there, and that was true throughout most of the 80s.
Jazz Northwest will feature Ernestine Anderson's music on Sunday at 2 p.m. Anderson returned to live in Seattle in the 1970s. Let's listen to part of a recording released last year. This is from 1962, and it was recorded live at Seattle's Penthouse Nightclub.
Time. I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you.
Ernestine Anderson was 87 years old.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro in Washington.
And I'm Kelly McEvers.